Melvin Alpert trained to face the enemy, but nothing could have prepared him for the scene he would face in Germany in 1945. We look back on the 70th anniversary of VE Day on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side by side with farmers in the ag community. Cargill thanks you for being a part of that success, and they look forward to what the next 150 years bring. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Melvin Alper and the 12th Armored Division arrived in Europe in the late summer of 1944. He saw action in Luneville, France, and by April of 1945 was headed toward Landsberg, Germany.
After seeing death all around me, many of my fellow soldiers, we weren't prepared for what we saw on about a huge lot, must have been about an acre, acre and a half, and we saw nothing but little sticks.
Members of the 101st Airborne had arrived in Landsberg just before Alper arrived. That field of sticks was something unimaginable.
They told us this field that you're looking at is all dead people, scarecrows starved to death. Most of my guys just walked away from it.
Alper and four other troops took a closer look to see if there was life.
I was bending over one of the corpses, and I say, Ich bin ein amerikanischer Soldat, can ich helfen Sie? You understand, I'm an American soldier, can I help you? One guy took my hand and kissed it, and he said, thanks God, ich liebe Sie, I love you.
We'll have more of Alper's story next time as we travel the countryside. In Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.